Our guests today are a rowdy rock band from Philadelphia called Low Cut Connie. They're fronted by Dan Fenimore and Adam Wiener, and as you will hear today, they are known for their raucous live performances. Their latest album is called Call Me Sylvia. We'll talk in just a bit, but first, a live performance of Brand New Cadillac. Yeah, that's how it begins today. It's Low Cut Connie are in the Cafe Studios with us. Adam Wiener, tell me how this thing got together.
Well, Dan over there, the guy from Birmingham, England.
Hello.
He and I got stuck in an elevator together. This is the truth. About five.
Can you describe the elevator a little bit, though? Because I think they might think it's some kind of like.
It was a freight elevator in Birmingham, England, in a warehouse. I had just opened for Dan's band. His band was called Swamp Meat, and my solo project was called Lady Fingers. So it was essentially billed as the Swamp Finger Lady Meat night,
yeah.
Right?
We played a show at the Sunflower Lounge in Birmingham.
And afterwards, we were going to an after party, and we took all of the gear back, and we wanted to get cleaned up. So we're going to take everything up to the second floor and kind of get spiffed up.
I was going to take you to a nightclub. I promised him all kinds of treasures.
But yeah, but we never made it there because we got stuck in the elevator.
But you had all the booze with you.
We had all the booze and guitars in the elevator. And, you know, 5 hours later when the Birmingham Fire Brigade was cutting us out, Low Cut Connie had been born.
Can I say this kind of thing seems to happen all the time, where two people are the nucleus of a band, yeah. And until they meet, it doesn't happen.
Exactly.
So
we were thrown together.
It's good.
Quite literally.
Hands across the ocean,
yeah.
As Bob Hoskins said in The Long Good Friday.
So, Adam, you and Dan are the songwriters. That was one of Dan's tunes.
Yes.
And seeing as he's carrying the guitar and not behind the drum kit, maybe we should do another one of his?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Low Cut Connie are live in the Cafe Studios today. And that one goes back to Get Out the Lotion, the first album where Low Cut Connie herself was born. She was on the cover of that. I want to talk aesthetics because when bands come in here, they usually want to sound as pristine as possible. And you guys have spent a while here. Adam, talk into your dirty mic there.
I got you.
Oh. The dirty mic.
Yeah, so we've actually set up a PA system in here, and it seems like you're trying to get that sound from Ray's Happy Birthday Bar.
Yeah, I mean, just to show the comparison, this is what my real speaking voice is like.
And this is what my low-cut Connie voice is gotta like this.
But we're a band that's been playing in bars.
Yep.
And it's just become our sound, is that schmutzy bar sound. And so with the cooperation of your wonderful engineers and staff here, we spent some time sort of converting the World Cafe into Ray's Happy Birthday Bar from South Philadelphia.
Except everyone else is more attractive in it.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm only kidding.
Describe Ray's.
Well, it's a place that if you saw it during the day, you probably wouldn't want to touch anything.
It opens at 7 in the morning, I saw.
It does, yeah.
I've been in there from 9, but not from 7. That's just ridiculous.
It's just one of those old establishment Philly bars that's been there for a few generations, and you can tell. It's got just a vibe of South Philly and the neighborhood and the people that hang out there, and our good buddy Lou Capozzoli, who's the owner.
Big Lou.
He is a wonderful saxophone player, old school R&B sax player.
A honker.
A honker, kind of
exactly
King Curtis style,
and
one
honks.
Note, that kind of solo. And we met Lou, and he invited us to the place, and he said, why don't you guys do a show here and start kind of making this your home? And it fit us like a dirty glove.
Were any of these like aesthetic ideas things you discussed in the elevator,
Dan?
I think we've been just playing those kind of venues for so long, and the character that they embody, especially when you're playing there. We've played some bigger venues up in the Northeast, and we've had some good shows, but we always find that more wilder times that where the crowd are having more fun. It's places like Ray's, and I just think that sometimes rock and roll can get a bit too pristine, and people, you've got to care about it, but it's the way in which you care about it is, you've got to find the right spots.
Sometimes the space you play in gives the crowd a feeling of how they're supposed to behave, and in a certain kind of venue, people want to kind of stand like they're in a museum and document with their eyes what's happening. And we like to rile people up and really let people let their hair down. And I find it's just easier to do that in kind of a divey bar setting, right, Dan?
Yeah.
Well, what's the difference between one of Dan's songs and one of your songs, Adam?
Is this a joke? Like a setup for a joke?
Yeah, maybe.
Knock, knock.
Well, Dan tends to write about the joy in life, and I tend to write about the plaque in life, kind of the schmutz. But light and dark go together real good, I think.
Well, we've been talking, we've been given, they should make a contribution to the National Public Radio, but we've been talking too much about Ray's Happy Birthday Bar. But there's a song you guys did a video of there called Bluesophilia, which is a great song. Can you do that one?
We are going to do that just for you, David.
Excellent.
Yeah.
That's Boozophilia, a little tribute, I guess, to Philadelphia from Low Cut Connie, finishing up their live session. Low Cut Connie, our guest here on the World Cafe.